Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 248. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Burning the midnight oil.
We are burning the midnight oil.
Darn close. Too far to get.
What? Are you, Nate, are you okay?
Nate, get Nate some coffee. Yeah. Get him some coffee.
No. Stat.
I'm delirious.
It is, as we're recording right now, 10:53 p.m. That's, yeah.
A.M.?
Oh, that'd be wonderful, right?
Wow.
Wow. Where'd the time go? Time slip.
That was a, it's been a long night.
We can
night,
have one of those, right?
But we, every once in a while, we have it's a, not beyond us. A long night, but it's been good.
Is it bad when I'm trying to, like, look at words and stuff and everything's blurry?
You can't see why you're reading.
Might be having a stroke, but, you know, whatever. Keep going.
They're all running together. Oh, gosh. Well, we are having a good night.
Oh, yeah.
We're back together after you guys went, you know, you left me for a week, so.
We did. It's not like, we were on a break. We were on a break.
Couple jerks. Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right.
Who are your best buddies?
That's right. Well, I want to get right to it.
Yeah.
Sean, what are we talking about for this mini?
We are going to talk about, whose pick was this? Because I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yours.
Is it mine?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Nate's.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, I'm so embarrassed.
That's why we don't know. There's no thumbs down.
That's it.
I forgot to put, it's Nate's.
I was going to say, I'm going to be so embarrassed because I'm like, I know this bridge. I've seen the pictures of it, but.
No, it is Nate's pick.
Nate's pick, and it's the Devil's Bridge of Germany. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Devil's Bridge.
The Devil's Bridge. I'm really glad I brought this topic up.
The bridge.
You probably forgot that.
Did you remember?
I did.
He should be.
You never remember your own topics.
I give you a list.
I struggle with this too, but yeah. Be gone.
Most of the time, Sean remembers his.
Pish posh.
You forgot.
And I was like, who's, oh, is this my pick? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Is this for Sean? Yeah. I know.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Do you have a foundation for the Devil's Bridge?
I do, and it's really crazy, so I might have to skip some of these words.
But... Rock and mortar?
Rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-rock-a, yeah. The most famous Devil's Bridge in Germany is the Rockatsbrücke.
Yeah.
Say that in German 10 times fast. Located in Krumla Park, I'm not going to say the rest of that, near Gablenz, Saxony. Commissioned in 1860 by a knight, Frederick Hermann Ruschke? That sounds Russian, but I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong.
I think that's on the side of a missile somewhere.
Somebody out there is like, dude, I don't ever know what the two dots do.
We'll have to see how many Germans we have listening.
That's guttural.
I don't know. Okay, this semicircle stone bridge is designed to form a perfect circle with its reflection in the Rotsky Lake below, which is slightly different than the other Rotsky that I just said. So,
Yeah. Nice. Built between 1860 and 1875.
Mm.
So it's relatively old.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
you know, in our dog years.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be cursed, right?
Sure.
It says the bridge is named as the Devil's Bridge for the folklore, but legend says that the builder made a pact with the devil to construct such a seemingly impossible structure. It's strictly prohibited to walk across in order to preserve the historic masonry.
It's
very fragile.
Yeah, it looks very thin.
Mm-hmm.
I would have hated, even after it was constructed, to be the first person to walk across it.
Right?
Yeah.
The pictures are so cool, though, from the side. Like, and there, and it's neat when you get up there and go as far as you can to record, take pictures, and all that stuff. But the way that it reflects in the water is just perfect circle.
Yeah. So here's the legend and folklore.
I'm ready.
The bridge is steeped in local legends, which contribute to its nickname as the Devil's Bridge.
Hmm.
According to folklore... The bridge was constructed with the help of the devil himself, as you're alluding to.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes that Rutsky made a pact with the devil, who agreed to build the bridge in exchange for the first soul to cross it. However, Rutsky outsmarted the devil by sending a dog across first. thus saving the souls of the town people.
Tricky.
Wow.
Tricked him again.
Man. Devil. He always gets in there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't just go to Georgia.
He does go to Georgia.
He does go to Georgia, but he also
with
goes
the gold
to,
fiddle in
to Germany. Exactly.
I told you once, you son of a gun. I'm the best it's ever been. Yeah, the Devil's Bridge. I'd never heard of it. But I heard there's a lot of Devil's Bridges in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
France has like a bunch of them, and obviously Germany.
Well, and they say that they look fragile and they look like you couldn't cross them, and they're impossible to make. And that's what they say, that it takes the pact of, you know, with the devil to be able to create something like this.
Just like, what's his face? Robinson, guitar player, wrote Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Like they said that he made a pact with the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he couldn't play a lick. Yeah. He was terrible.
Like 2 years' time, he was...
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson.
Yeah, there you go.
Robert Johnson. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
I knew it was in there. It's getting too late. I was like, I got it. Hold on.
Yeah,
I gotta,
Robert Johnson. Yep. Crossroads.
I was heading straight. I got to go take it right now in my brain.
Yeah. I guess they used many different types of stone, local stone, to build this bridge. And they said the devil, it's said that he helped build it. That's creepy.
Had a hand in it, huh?
Yeah, had a pitchfork in it. let's see here. It says the bridge forms, like you said, a perfect semicircle above the water, and its reflection in the water completes the circle. Similar bridges, ones that form a circle with the structure and its reflection, exist throughout Europe, including Bulgaria and Italy. Ooh. So there you go. And I saw, like I said, I did see one, or they said that France has several devil's bridges.
I'm on this article. It's saying 6 devil bridges.
Hmm.
Oh, there's 6-7? Wow.
Wow.
That's what they're
some of them look like
calling
they
were out,
made in the Middle Ages.
Not 666, but that's 6. Right.
In the year 666.
How tall is that? That's 666 feet. How long is it? Same.
Uh-oh. Skedaddle. I don't think I want to go across
that. Is the bridge on fire?
This says the length of it is 35 meters. I don't know if we said that already.
But no, we didn't.
It's like, that's hard to measure.
It says, today guests are prohibited from crossing the bridge, not because they are at risk of selling their souls to the devil, but to protect and preserve the structure. The bridge underwent significant renovations to strengthen and conserve it a few years ago, but guests are still not allowed to walk across it. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's kind of a bummer. I mean, if you visit it, you kind of want to walk on it, I guess.
Yeah, if you're interested listening to this episode, search and look up these other 6 bridges. They are really cool looking. Like the one is 3 arches, and it makes perfect 3 circles with the reflection on the bridge. Yeah.
That's wild. It says most of these bridges were built between 1000 and 1600 in the middle of the medieval era. So that in itself is wild.
Mm-hmm. They said for those interested in visiting the bridge, it's best to go during the fall because you get the added benefit of seeing the leaves change and see their brilliant colors reflected in the water. Cromlau Park, the location of the bridge, is in eastern Germany and easily accessible by car. So,
yeah, you can't go by train or bus, it says.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Check this one out in France.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is really, really cool. Wow.
Very cool architecture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, had to be the devil.
Only the devil could do that, right?
It says if you do choose to take a bus or train, you can take a train to Wabasher, which is Oberlausitz. They have to love it when I do the German, or any of us do the German.
Give up now.
Then take a bus 257 to Cromlau Kablitz. From there, you have to walk about 1 kilometer. That's nothing, right? To the bridge. So yeah, just take a car. That's what it sounds like.
Much easier.
Just go in a car.
Yeah, it's fascinating that it still survives.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is really thin.
Yeah, that'd be, it would be cool to actually walk on it. But
they said a lot of these villages in these areas where you have to go to, if you do take a bus, it takes a really long time to wait for them. And they says the bus schedules are very limited. And so that's interesting. I guess I wouldn't think about that.
You're only limited by your imagination.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Huh? I like that. You're trying to plug my book, aren't you?
Thank by the way, much. We have currently 19 listeners from Germany.
Do we?
Nice.
Oh, they're
so all, those 19.
We're gonna
correct us, please.
Yeah. Sorry.
So
we apologize for our.
Next time we look at the numbers after this episode drops, we're going to have zero yeah. from Germany. Germany's going to fall off and like, no thanks.
Yeah, 19. So I'm pretty impressed with 19 from Germany.
Heck yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I mean, I figured we'd have some, but I wasn't sure how many.
I'm as many times as we've butchered the German language, I'm surprised that they're listening to, but that is fantastic.
I think they know it's hard.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, they're like.
Well, yeah. We're not German.
It's so, okay. Yeah. That's right. I do have some
show some grace.
Maybe it's my ancestors over there listening. Like, well, we have to support Cousin Sean, but
Cousin Sean.
Octane Lieben.
So do we believe that the devil had a hand in building this bridge?
100%. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in agreement. I believe that more than I believe in Bigfoot, and don't tell
me.
I'll tell Amanda. I said that.
Man.
She started or Betsy. Listening with this.
Or episode. Betsy. I know exactly. Or Betsy. I didn't say that.
Check this one out.
Where is this one from?
Same one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, some of those pictures are really hauntingly cool.
So it almost looks like an eyeball.
Did you guys see any like haunting, you know, people having like haunting experiences or paranormal or pictures? I didn't either. But
no, the curse was lifted after he sent the dog across.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, forget it. Yeah, there's going to be none of that.
Only, but it only just one seems sacrifice.
No shenanigans.
It seems beautiful, but it seems like there could be some creepy times, like at night. I saw some of the dark picture, you know, the night pictures that look really cool, but it does, like, I'm not sure I would want to be there at night.
No. Hmm. I don't know. I don't.
With somebody else. Cool to see. Probably not by myself, but
yeah. Yeah, I think day or night, it'd just be, need to see it. And, you know, too bad you can't walk on it.
Go there at night with lanterns.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
and then what was it that we did the episode on where the dead, like the group of guys that in the
what the heck
cloaks?
Yeah, I can't remember what that's called now.
Procession.
I can't remember what you have to do to.
I think you have to fall in with them and act like.
I can't remember.
No, I think that was how you join them, and you don't want to.
Yeah.
Like once you join them, you don't unjoin them.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of creepy, seeing them on a bridge, the Devil's Bridge. Yeah. What else do we have on the Devil's Bridge in, I'll just say Germany. I'm not going to
I know.
I'm smart. Not going to try to pronounce the
Germany.
You're very German. Smart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't have.
No, I mean,
that's kind of a short mini.
About it. That's the mini.
I'm still trying
That's
to,
the mini.
Yeah, I wish I could remember that procession. Now, who told us about that procession is Peterson, so he's going to be like, oh my gosh, you can't remember that.
Nope.
He calls us out all
Lost
the time.
Lost something.
He does. Man,
son of a.
Lost something.
I'm kidding, Pete.
Son of a turkeys. Well, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
We're going.
Look at pictures.
We'll be right there with you.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Santa Campagna.
Oh, there we go.
I was like, it can't be that far back. Oh,
yeah, Santa. Yeah, I was gonna say it's pretty recent,
which translates to
Santa Campagna. See, I can do that better than German.
It translates to
"Don't join me,
Santa's companion."
Yeah,
you turn into a reindeer.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a fat guy with
it sounds completely
a white beard.
You're making that stuff up.
Krampus.
Yeah.
Krampus.
Krampus, but yeah.
Yeah. Krampus.
Krampus.
Potato, potato. Yeah, there you go.
Don't disrespect Krampus.
I love Krampus. My favorite Christmas
horror.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about Krampus the other. Oh, I think it was Carl from Evil Never Dies. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got on the subject of Krampus. I was like, man, it's not
it's
even
early for that, right?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just did.
Yeah,
we did. Right? Yeah. Happy Easter. Let's talk about Krampus.
How's that happen? I don't know.
Because we don't have a demented Easter bunny to talk about.
Oh.
They did a their last episode was about the Bunny Man, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Carl and Brett both gave it zeros. Yeah. Zero stars.
Not like it. Yep.
They said they hated it.
Yep.
I will do my duty and
not
watch it.
Not waste your time, right?
Well, it's one of those probably slasher gory films. I wouldn't watch it anyway.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny because I'm like, man, they didn't even give it like a half star.
Oh, no. What are you going to do with that knife?
Chainsaw. But.
Okay. Anybody got change so I can get some gas?
When I listened to their episode, when they were talking, when Carl was kind of giving the overview of it, and then I looked it up on Google, it sounds like a good premise. Like the story.
That's how they all start.
But... I guess the movie is just awful.
I don't know. So Nate and I were talking about this on break that they're making a Tin Man horror movie. Have you seen any of the trailers for that?
No.
It looks ridiculous, but then it's also like, this looks terrible. Like, it could be terrifying.
The same vein of
Winnie the Pooh.
The Winnie Pooh.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm like,
I'm
never watching these things again. Like, I can't. Yeah, it really was.
So, what's the Tin Man ticked about? What's he?
I don't know, but he's
rusty.
Killing people.
He's killing people.
Killing everybody.
Lost his heart.
Not nice. Right?
I guess so.
It's on.
So, you're going to lose your life.
Wow.
Sorry about you.
How'd we get on this subject?
I have no idea.
Krampus.
Shout out to Evil Never Dies.
It's like midnight or something.
Yeah.
We stair-stepped and lily-padded all over the place. But
this is going to turn into a foal.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think before we turn it into a foal, Nate, help us out.
Well, I'll try to bridge the gap here.
Oh.
That's a wrap.
I like it.
I do too.
The devil will be proud too.
He's in Georgia.
Oh, that's right. We left that.
Still trying to play the fiddle. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 248. We are approaching 250. Can you believe that?
Wow.
By my math, it's just two away.
Two away?
Yeah.
And our discussion on the Devil's Bridge of Germany. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.